Putting yourself first is not an option. It's a requirement. Stop pouring in everyone's cup when your cup is empty. How you treat yourself is how everyone is going to treat you. Sometimes walking away isn't giving up. It's the first step towards loving yourself again. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Being You Loud and Clear. If you are returning, welcome back. And if you are new here, welcome and get ready to tune in. On today's episode, we're talking about rebuilding after walking away. The power of self-love. Whether you walked away from a relationship, a friendship, a toxic situation, or even a version of yourself that no longer serves you. We're diving into what it really means to choose you again. And how self-love is the foundation for your healing, your wholeness, and your happiness. Just really the next chapter in your life. Before we dive in, I want to start by thinking about how kids show up in the world. Think about how you showed up as a kid in the world. Kids are naturally loving and full of joy. They have the most confidence in the world. No fear, no doubt. They're bold and outspoken. They are truly themselves. They will tell you so fast that they don't even like what you got on. They are going to check people at all times and be themselves. And listen, we always want to know exactly how they feel because they're so honest, no filters, no holdbacks, just bluntly them. They do not care. But that's because God didn't create us to live in fear, doubt, worry, or self-hate. He created us to live fully happy, whole, and abundant. And as we grow older, we start to shrink ourselves. We begin to let the world's opinions shape how we see ourselves. We start to judge ourselves, compare ourselves, quiet our own spirit, settle for less, doubt our worth, dim our light, second guess our confidence, and forget how powerful and dope we were before we let the outside voices define us. The world can be so cold and dangerous, and I say this all the time, and if we're not secure in self-love, that fearless, joyful child we once were can get lost. But the beautiful part is we can return to that place. We can rebuild, we can reconnect with the version of ourselves that was full of light. A lot of people don't know loving yourself requires a lot of work, strength, and consistency. And child, I've been here so many times. The days you don't have it all together, the days you feel lonely, the days when you're sad and depressed, the days when you're feeling out of your body, the days when you don't feel enough, you really have to have the strength to fix your crown when it tilts. The strength to pick up your crown when it completely falls to the ground. Self-love is a consistent journey. It starts with really being completely honest with yourself. People thought I was crazy when I recently would tell people, I didn't love myself before. And I'm okay with being honest. But I'm finally in a place in my life where I can say I love me, all of me, because I did the work. I honestly didn't know about self-love. Yes, growing up, I loved myself. I had the most confidence. I can do anything I put my mind to. I was very self-disciplined. My parents never forced me to do anything with my life. I didn't even give them the chance to be honest. I had my life figured out at a young age. I didn't need them to tell me what I should do and what I should not do. I kept myself busy. I would sign myself up for all my sports, dances, set goals for myself, and did things that made me happy. But in the midst of that growing up, I lost myself. I lost my confidence. I lost my happiness. And I lost my self-discipline. I started becoming easily distracted by the company I was keeping. I just honestly became a green light. A green light to be manipulated, mind fucked, and gaslighted. Not having self-love can welcome in people to bring you down and leave you empty. If you don't have the tools to rebuild yourself, you will forever be stuck. And will forever be a green light to people. Because we cannot run away from life. Shit happens whether we like it or not. We cannot put high expectations on people. People change like we change. Some change for the good, some change for the bad. But we can't control the outcome. We cannot run away from life because of the past. We have to go through the journey with the new people in our lives. But if we have the self-love tools, we can always rebuild ourselves when needed. And I don't want my listeners continuously being a green light. Shit, I don't want myself to continuously be in a green light. So I want to give you some tools you can use for your self-love journey. The tools to self-love. And we're going to go over them and I'm going to break them down. We have about 7 self-love tools that I'm going to put y'all on game to. And the number one is removing people out of your life that don't bring the best out of you. If you have not done so yet, go listen to my previous episode, The Power of Knowing When's the Exit. You have to remove yourself from people, places, and things that is bringing the worst out of you instead of bringing the best out of you. New chapters requires people that's going to either grow with you or those people that we're going to end up leaving behind. We got to leave those ones behind. We cannot go into a new chapter bringing all the bad baggage with us. So all the bad habits, all the bad people. And sometimes you're a bad person in somebody else's story and they got to leave you behind. That is so okay. The number two, journaling. Pouring your heart on a page. This is my favorite. And I see why, like, singers and rappers and people who do poetry, like, really use their pen to the fullest because it's so healing and refreshing. Think about how you was when you was a kid. We would cuss everyone out in the diaries. I know a couple people was in my diaries and I did not care. And I'm pretty sure I was in a couple people's diaries because I know I get on people's nerves sometimes as well. So think of that. Lay all your problems, feelings, and emotions on a page. The good and the bad. Number 3, get out in nature. Go for a walk and just cry. I know some people don't like to cry. Some people feel like crying is a sign of weakness. But in my eyes, crying is really a strength and a powerful tool you can use. Because you ever just had a good ass cry and then after you cry, you feel so good again? You have to realize if you're already broken. My daughter's coming in. Hi, Zaya. You have to realize if you're already broken. Well, I know I was, and I don't sugarcoat anything about myself. I'm bluntly honest about me, but allow God to fully break you down so he can rebuild you. Cry out all the hate, sadness, and anger, and all the pain you're holding on to. One thing I need you all to remember, he can't build new greatness on top of old scars you're carrying with you. That's why we're meant to heal. Number 4, meditation. Quiet your mind. If you're not comfortable with the pretzel legs, with the finger touching thing, you're okay. I couldn't get with that at first either. Especially if like my door was open, Brooke will walk past and give me like the creepiest face. And I would be like, oh my God, I would feel so uncomfortable. So if you're not comfortable with doing that yet, just start off in a quiet space and just sit there. Close your eyes and quiet the mind. Don't think about anything. Just relax and sit there. Just start off with a 10 seconds a day until you're used to it. You'll be surprised how much it helps with overthinking. Number 5, gym. Work out to release stress. You angry? Take it out on the weights. You're sad and someone got you fucked up? Walk real fast on a treadmill. Then I'm going to need you to grab your water bottle, storm out, and go cry in a car. Then go get your favorite drink. Go to Starbucks. Go do something funny, whatever you want to do. It works like a charm. You'll forget what you was even mad or sad about. Let's not get into how you feel after. Forget what the scale say, because y'all know the scale be lying to us all the time. But you be feeling 10 pounds lighter. You just feel so light within. You just be like, I feel good. I don't even have time to engage with somebody in their BS. I'm fine. I'm good. The 2 last important things. Number 6, be kind to yourself. Remember, the way you treat yourself is the way others treat you. Say nice things to yourself. Stop focusing on what you dislike about yourself and focus on the things you do love about yourself. Compliment yourself daily. Tell yourself you look good. I don't care if you just got a sweatshirt on and your hair is pulled back. Tell yourself you look good. Tell yourself I love me. And also look at yourself in the mirror daily and say, I love you. And when I first started that method, it was so creepy to me to just stare in my eyes and be like, I love you. And now I do it with so much confidence. And I pretty much make myself blush, and I like that. But really just stare in the mirror and look yourself in the eyes and say, I love you. I appreciate you. I value you. And trust me, it works every time. Number 7, start dating yourself. Just you by yourself. Movies, hiking, spa, coffee. Take yourself on a picnic, vacationing by yourself. Plan that trip you've been wanting to go to. You don't need nobody. Anything you think of that you're interested in, do it. I say really challenge yourself first, starting off with going to the movies by yourself. To me, I don't know about you all, that was a hard date for me. No phones, no distractions, just you by yourself feeling uncomfortable because you're used to going to the movies with someone all the time. Let me tell you this quick story before I wrap this episode up. I just thought about when I went to the movies, it was my first time dating myself at the movies. And my seat was in between, on one side it was a couple, and on the other side it was one guy. He was dating himself. He was by himself. I was so nervous and uncomfortable, but with his energy and body language, it made me so comfortable. He was confident, at peace, and he was enjoying him and his own company. He didn't even need anyone to feel at peace. He had no care in the world. He sat there very relaxed, very confident, very comfortable. And it made me just really comfortable to the point we start laughing at every funny scene. Like, it kind of felt like I was on a date with him, but I really wasn't. But moral to the story, with no words, he taught me so much. Love who I am. Enjoy myself even when I'm alone. And I don't need company all the time. And that is the tools I'm giving you all to start off with. So make sure you write them down, add them if needed. But the goal is for us to play chess, not checkers, with life and master it. We are done being a green light. I know I am. I'm over it. I don't have another green light in me. Soon as somebody come off as gaslighting me, I'm exiting. But that is the tools I'm giving you all. Advice I want to give you all before we wrap this episode up is Create space to rebuild and love yourself again. Create room to feel your emotions. And create a space for you to be honest with you. That is it for today's episode. Make sure you follow the podcast on Instagram at Being You Loud and Clear. Thank you all for listening. I love you all, and I'll catch you all in the next episode.